Concours écrit comme 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 21. Working mothers' children do worse. Children whose mothers return to full-time work soon after giving birth are likely to develop more slowly than those with stay-at-home mothers, say researchers. Scientists in America found that toddlers whose mothers return to work within 9 months of giving birth do 10% less well in tests at the age of 3 than those with a parent at home. The study is one of the most detailed yet of the progress of small children left in childcare while parents work. More evidence of the possible negative effects of two working parents came in a study of 1,200 teenagers by researchers at Essex University, who found those with working mothers were less likely to pass A-levels. Parents groups and child psychologists urged working mothers not to be deterred by the findings. They say that couples often have no choice, that their children would be much worse off in poverty, and that careful childcare choices, perhaps using a grandparent or nanny, can compensate for the absence of a parent. Researchers at Columbia University in New York measured more than 50 skills in children over their first 3 years, including recognizing colors, letters, numbers, and shapes, as well as counting and talking. Those whose mothers worked more than 30 hours a week during the first 9 months after birth had the lowest scores. Working a lot of hours in the first year of a child's life is associated with poorer cognitive and verbal development, said Dr. Jeanne Brooks-Gunn, who carried out the research based on a study of 1,500 families over 36 months. Of the mothers, 55% had returned to work by the third month and 78% by the end of the first year. She warned working mothers not to panic. There are effects, but they are not huge. Your child's life will not be ruined. Boys were more affected than girls, suggesting that they may be more vulnerable to stress and more affected by non-maternal childcare. The researchers say that to combat the effects, maternity leave should be at least 10 months. They also suggest that mothers should be allowed to work part-time in the first year without loss of full-time pay. The findings match those of a study of older children by the Institute for Social and Economic Research at Essex University, which found that when a mother of a preschool child worked full-time for at least 2.5 years, there was a fall of 12% in the likelihood of that child gaining A-levels. There was also a 2% increase in the likelihood of unemployment and a 5% increase in the incidence of stress when the children became adults. John Ermish, professor of economics and co-author of the Institute's report for the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, said, "If we take the findings of the two studies literally, then maybe mothers should think about going back to work later in their child's life." Fin du texte 21.